All right, this is Charles Gillen, and I am interviewing Dr. Menachem Lender, physician, author, and speaker. Welcome, Dr. Lender.
Thank you, Charles.
I understand writing was not your first profession. Can you explain to us what you went to school for?
I went to school to study medicine, and subsequently I practiced medicine for 40 years. But in the last 10 years of my medical practice, I had a growing feeling that there are books inside me, and I started to write.
When did you know that this would be your next profession?
Well, as I said, it came out over time when I kind of got tired of the practice of medicine for the first 30 years. And also in my family, I grew up in my parents' house, there were bookshelves. And my sister is an author who published 14 books. And that was part of my self-identity.
All right, so who is your favorite author and tell us why?
My favorite author that kind of taught me how to write was Ernest Hemingway. Ernest Hemingway wrote his masterpiece, The Old Man and the Sea, a short novel that awarded him the Nobel Prize in Literature. His style is declarative, short sentences, avoidance of adjectives and superlatives, and using the simple English vocabulary.
Right. Are there any writers whose success mystifies you?
Well, there are quite a number of celebrity writers that I haven't decided whether it is their celebrity status or their content and the value of their writing that makes them great writers. I'm talking about Stephen King, I'm talking about Danielle Steele, I'm talking about J.K. Rowling, and so on and so forth.
Do you read, more fiction or nonfiction?
Well, I read more nonfiction definitely than fiction. I'm interested in various things, in psychology, philosophy, religion, and so on, and biography of other people, famous people, and that's what I like to read.
And lately, what have you been reading?
I just finished reading Richard Stengel's memoir of his work for 4 years with Nelson Mandela. And that was marked by Nelson Mandela's 95th birthday last month. So I read it.
All right. Can you give me a couple of your all-time favorite books?
As I mentioned, The Old Man and the Sea, very impressive, tantalizing, suspenseful, short novel, which is very simple and easy to read. There is another book that is also very short and relatively thin that I go back to from time to time, and that is the play Waiting for Godot by Samuel Beckett. That's in a sense fiction, but a special genre in the sense that it is a drama play.
We know today publishing pretty much has become big business. Has that hurt you?
No, I don't think so. The successful published authors and the successful publishers know how to run and participate in their competitive business, and the results are based on merit and appeal to the readership.
All right, so being an author, what inspired your latest book?
Well, my latest book is on the subject of the law of attraction, and it started about the year 2000 when Bruce Wilkinson published his thin short book titled The Prayer of Jabez. Well, The Prayer of Jabez is nothing but two verses in the Old Testament that signify and epitomize the law of attraction. So I became interested in the law of attraction. Then in 2006, Rhonda Byron published her book, The Secret, and the documentary that went along with that. And I was inspired to go back and look more in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, for evidence of the law of attraction in the Holy Bible. And yes, it's always the case. Search and you shall find. And I found a lot of that, and I compiled it and published it in two books.
If you were to go see a movie, would you try to read the book before you saw the movie?
Not necessarily. Sometimes the book comes before the movie and the movie comes later, as was the case with Da Vinci Code that I read a couple of times. Very suspenseful, but the movie was produced a few years later and did not seem to me to be a great success as the book is. On the other hand, I saw the movie Gone with the Wind, and then I went to the book and to the biography of the author, and I was very impressed. Same goes for the movie Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, and I saw the movie first and then got into the book. So it really, there's no particular rule.
Okay, understandably, you are an author. How do you overcome writer's block?
I just leave the writing aside and go about my daily life and the needs of my life, and I return back to writing when I'm ready and feel inspired again.
All right. What about writing about your own habits? Have you ever done that?
Not specifically, but I have an almost complete memoir of my own life experiences, and I do not necessarily present myself in the best light, so in a sense, I do confess about some shortcomings, personal shortcomings.
Right. Do you ever feel forced to write?
Yeah, sometimes I feel compelled, impressed, and inspired to write, and I do that.
Now tell me, how would you feel if a publisher wanted to condense your work?
I would accept it in a constructive way, as I did before, because publishers are experienced in the sense that they know what probably will sell better than material and contents that would not sell. And at the end, a writer wants his message to reach as many readers as possible, the entire public that reads. So it is worthwhile to accept the advice of a experienced publisher who has a business experience.
Okay. We're going to bring this interview to a close. Thank you so much, Dr. Leonard. Would you like to give us a quick synopsis of the two books you've written so far and let us know what may be in the future?
Well, as I mentioned before, The two books are dealing with the law of attraction, with particular emphasis on the scientific basis of this phenomenon. This is a psychological mindset that helps people manifest their thoughts into reality, and it is very founded. And I researched that area in terms of neurology and psychology and the social sciences. My next book will finally be a memoir of my experiences, myself and my family dealing with cancer.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Leonard, for giving me the opportunity to speak with you. Good luck with all your endeavors. Congratulations, and we can't wait to see your next book. Thank you.